in the middle of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid. Just another introduction to it. The Aruch HaShulchan also says, why is it that we start, right, we say this right before Pesuk HaDezimra, right before opening up Pesuk HaDezimra? And it refers to a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, which talks about how when Shlomo Melech was inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash, and he wanted to bring the Aron Kodesh and bring it into the Kodesh Kedashim, so the gates of the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't open to accept the Aron. Now that looked like a very bad siman. It looked like Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't happy with them. And Shlomo Melech said all different mizmorim, and he said all different tefillos, and the gates wouldn't open. And imagine, like, after all the effort and the excitement, and everybody's there and waiting to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not happening. And finally, Shlomo Melech says, Zechur David Avdi, something like that. Remember David HaMelech and his zechuyos, and then the gates opened. And accepted the Aron Kodesh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told David HaMelech, had asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was still alive, he said, HaKadosh, please show me a sign that you've accepted my tshuva on the sin with Bathsheba. After he had chatasi l'negdi tamid, he always thought about the sin that he had done. And he was always b'chos of a tshuva. And he wanted a sign from Hashem. Hashem said, I'm mochel you. But he said, show me a sign that you're mochel me. And he said, in your lifetime, I'm not going to show a sign. But when you pass away, then that sign will happen. And the world will see that I had forgiven you and that you're my chosen one. And that was the sign. The sign was that the day of the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, that the gates would only open when the schus of David and Melech was mentioned. And the Gemara says that all the enemies of David then, they were shamed when they realized how wrong they were, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved David HaMelech, and how he had accepted David's tshuva. So now it's so fitting, right before we say Pesuk HaDezimra, which is all made up of different mizmori tehillim and psukim that David HaMelech said, that we say this mizmor because, says the Aruch HaShulchan, when this happened, Shlomo HaMelech then said, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid, and this entire mizmor, because basically he attributed the entire Chanukah Sabayis, the entire inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, to David. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid. It's all because of him that we were able to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash, because the gates only opened because of him. So if we're about to say all these psukim said by David HaMelech, it makes sense to start with a mizmor that really revealed to the whole world David HaMelech's greatness, and how it's fitting that we should say the psukim that he taught us and that he said. That's why we open up with this mizmor. Okay, so let's continue from where we were. We're up to Zamu Lashem Chasidah V'Hodu L'Zecha Kodesho Ki Rega Ba'apo Chayim Bertzono. The Erev Yolin Bechi Vela Bokarina. Your wrath, your wrath is just for a moment, Rega. Chaim Bertzono. What you really want is Chaim. So the Rav Victor Miller, he says Tupshatam on this pasuk, that at the moment that you're experiencing the wrath of Hashem, at the moment that a person is suffering or in pain, now he realizes that all the Chaim that he had until now was only because it was Ritzono. And when it stops being the Ratzon Hashem for somebody to live or for somebody to be well, then he becomes not well or he passes away. So sometimes people, they just feel like everything is great. I'm healthy, I have money, and they feel like they own all their goodness and they own their health and they own their existence. All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to take it away and his life is threatened or his wealth is threatened. Then we realize, Ki Rega Ba'apo, in that moment of wrath, Chaim is only Beretzono. Now he realizes that all the Chaim that I had until now, it was only because of the Ratzon Hashem. And I had to attribute it all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe I wasn't appreciating it enough. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, Ki Rega Ba'apo, wrath is only relatively just for a moment. It's short, relatively next to the benefits that come afterwards and the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives after. So what really Hashem wants is Chaim Beretzono. What Hashem wants is not the wrath. What Hashem wants is not our suffering. That's not what He wants. He wants the Chaim that comes afterwards, the eternal life that comes because of it, the closest to Hashem that comes because of it. So that's something that a person always has to realize also when things are hard for him, the little things throughout the day and the big events in his life. Really, Ki Rega Ba'apo, the part of the wrath is just for a moment, and it's going to pass. Chaim Bertzono, what Hashem really wants is the Chaim that's going to come afterwards. Be'erev Yolin Bechi, at night a person goes to sleep crying, and in the morning he wakes up and he rejoices, he's happy. That's not just that at night, every night we go to sleep crying. That's at times of darkness. So Hashem brings us to that it's so painful that we even could cry. But to know that that crying is only in order to bring about the Labok Arena, that when things become clear, when the light returns and we see the clarity of why whatever we went through happened, then we're going to rejoice even more. According to the pain of the and the crying of the nighttime, we even more appreciate and enjoy the bokeh, the light. This could also refer to Gullus and Geula in general. Like we say, Hazorim Bedima Barina Yiktzoru, those that plant their seeds with tears. Hazorim, those that plant Bedima with tears. Barina Yiktzoru, with Rina, they're going to reap the crops afterwards. So we say that when we're referring to the Geula coming. When the Geula comes, we realize that all the darkness and all the pain and the crying that we went through, it all only led towards this unbelievable Rina and excitement and rejoicing that we have after that all passes. And in Judaism, we believe Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker. First comes the nighttime, and then comes the Boker. Be'erev Yalim Bechi, Be'Bokerina. All darkness leads to a more appreciated light afterwards. The pasuk continues, Ba'ani Amarti B'Shavi, Bala Mot La'olam. David HaMelech, this is referring to at some point in his life where there was some kind of downfall. Different mafarshim give different periods when this might have happened, when he might have been very sick and almost dying after counting Klai Yisrael. This might have been different stages, but either way, it was when there started to be a downfall in his lifetime. Ani Amarti B'Shavi, I had said when things were peaceful and tranquil, I thought to myself, Bal Emot La'olam. I'll never Bal Not Emot to be knocked down La'olam forever. He thought that the place that he held, the strength that he held as king and healthy and wealthy and all that, was something that was going to stay. I thought that it was going to stay like that forever. Now, it's not because David HaMelech ever didn't attribute things in his life to Hashem. Even then, he knew that it came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he says, but still, when you consistently have over and over again for a long period of time good things happening to you on a small scale, at least by David HaMelech, you start to a little bit less see the Hashkacha practice that's giving it to you, and a little bit start to assume that it's just going to continue that way. That's what he says, and that's what David is referring to. Not that he actually thought that everything for sure will stay this way, that he owns it, but that on a certain scale he less appreciated it. Another pshat that I saw is that that's a continuation of the pasuk. This I think I saw in Tzluta de Avram. It says, Hashem Bertzoncha Hamadata Lahari Oz. Kachbahu, in your will, you upheld my har, my malchus, my mountain, which is my malchus, my kingdom, Oz, with strength. I thought that you wanted my kingdom to last forever, and therefore it was set. I thought it was promised to forever, therefore it was set. That's the reason why when things were peaceful, I thought I would never fall down, because I thought that it was your will that my malchus would never fall down. But now, Histarta Panecha, you're hiding your face, and I'm starting to lose things. Hayiti Nivhal, and therefore I was terrified, I was shooken up, I'm thrown off by your hiding your face. I realized that things aren't just a given, that it's going to stay that way. It's not a for sure thing. And things will continue the way that I'm expecting. Elecha Hashem Ekra, and therefore to you, Hashem, I call out. Vel Adoshem Etchanan, and to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I beg and I beseech. That's the point of all suffering. That's the point of all sorrows. To come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turn to Him, cry to Him, and call out to Him. Because you're attributing, you're realizing that the loss of what you're losing is coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the only way to get it back is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're directing your calls to Hashem is like re-strengthening within ourselves a recognition that everything we have, had, and will have is only coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's a time to strengthen our bitachon, a time to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu when it is that we're suffering. So David HaMelech did, he directed his pain towards Elecha Hashem Ekra Ve'al Hashem Etchanan. And here is what he said when he called out to Hashem. He said the following, Ma Betza Bedami, what is the gain? What do you gain with my blood? Right, what do you profit with my blood if I die? Viriditi Ashachar, if I go down to the depths, if I go down to the grave, what are you going to gain? What do you come out with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hayodcha Afar, could dirt thank you? If I'm going to disintegrate into dirt, can I thank, will I be able to thank you from there? Hayagid Amitecha, will I be able to tell over your truth and spread the knowledge of you within the world? So first of all, we see from David HaMelech over here is an example of the right way to daven. That one of the things that people don't always remember to use and know that they could use, that you'll see over and over in Tehillim, is that when you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're meant to also come with tainas. Not tainas that you deserve something, God. We don't deserve anything. And we're asking for just a free presence. But we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu why it's fitting, if you give it to us, we'll use it to serve you. We'll use it to serve you, and if you don't give it to us, then we won't be able to serve you with that thing. So part of what we present in a tefillah is how this will be good for a Kadosh Baruch Hu if you were to give us that. How we'll make sure to use it just for service of Hashem. So David HaMelech is doing that over here when he's begging for his life and he's saying, what do you gain by my blood? By my going down to the grave? Will dirt be able to thank you? Is dirt able to tell over your truths within the world? Because that's what I plan on doing if you continue to give me more life. I continue to just thank you and praise you and spread the truth of you throughout the world. And that's very fitting because we know that one of the purposes of David HaMelech, one of his greatest accomplishments, was writing Sefer Tehillim, which is Mahalal Hashem, and probably didn't finish yet all the Mizmorim at that point. So is dirt going to be able to praise you? Meaning the rest of Tehillim still needs to be written. So he's saying, what do you gain by my dying right now? I won't be able to thank you from over there. But also, you notice, you just see a little bit of a glimpse into David HaMelech. The Gemara says in Brachos that that if you have a dream and you see David HaMelech, another place says if you have a dream and you see Sefer Tehillim, so you could look forward towards reaching a level of Chassidus, being a Chassid. David HaMelech is considered like one of the paradigm examples of somebody that we know that reached a level of being a Chassid, where he just wanted to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu Nachas Ruach. So you see, what was the most fearful thing of David HaMelech dying? When somebody thinks of dying, what is it they're most afraid of losing? For David HaMelech, it was to stop being able to thank you. Right? When he just thinks about the fact that he might die, he said, is dirt going to be able to thank you? I'm not going to be able to thank you. That's the scariest thing of dying, is that I won't have that ability to thank you. That's how he saw the purpose of his life and how he spent all of his time. Shema Hashem v'chaneni. Listen to me and grant me as a present. And it was even after you're giving a time, you're giving an explanation, you're still asking for chaneni, for a matnas chinam. Hashem haye ozer li. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.